5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wendy Bell.
She says only the truth.
Welcome to your daily dose of fact.
Well, our greatest responsibility is to serve our communities.
The El Paso, Las Cruces communities.
Eastern Iowa communities.
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But
we are concerned about trouble in our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on
CBS News.
Some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
And that is what they did. They buried the Hunter Biden story before the election because they were like, we can't risk having the election thrown to Trump. We'll tell them after the election.
And we know for a fact that that's what they did?
Of course. You don't follow this.
Saying you know for a fact that that's what they did? I don't know what they did.
I know, because you only watch MSNBC.
No, that's
the time has come, I've had enough, I'm taking back my land.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea. 3 hours of bold truth, excellence, and optimism for America. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Welcome back, my friends, to hour number two of the Wendy Bell Radio Program. Before we systematically dismantle the most recent leftist hack, I do want to tell you we have a new WBR fan page on Instagram. And why am I telling you this? This is a new way for us to get out to different kinds of listeners. And if there's somebody in your life and you'd like them to have a snippet, our podcast producer, Bob Sloan, puts together a best of reel at the end of the week. It's like 3 to 5 minutes, and he puts it on the WBR fan page on Instagram. You can share it, you can like it, you can follow it, and you can give it to somebody in your life that you would like to introduce to our common sense conservatism. It's an easy way to get them into the door if they want to. If not, I get it. It's a free country. But we appreciate you guys following us, sharing us, liking us, and being a part of our family, because what we're fighting for here, I believe, is so important. So something that kind of piqued our attention yesterday, there was a woman who showed up on the scene in Nashville, like literally moments after this terrible shooting at this Christian elementary school. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to speak for you if you would give me that kind of license. If I'm in a town and I'm visiting friends, visiting family, and there is a school shooting, a deadly school shooting in the vicinity, I'm not getting in my car to go drive to it. I'm just going to go radical on you there and say it's not what I'm going to do. I'm not going to get in the way. I'm not going to inject myself. I don't believe I need to be inserted anywhere. Police need to do their jobs. Well, that wasn't the case for this particular woman whose name is Ashby Beasley. Well, she was on the scene like white on rice. Amazing how this happened. This is a woman who is an avowed gun control activist. Just happened to be in town. Just happened to hear about this shooting. Just happened to race to the scene and happened to be speaking out loudly so that all of the mainstream media hacks could circle around her like sharks in the water and put out her heartfelt, when is enough enough? Aren't you tired of this? Now, I think we can all agree, anybody with common sense feels very similarly. Nobody wants anybody to be injured. I don't want anybody to be shot. But what I know about MAGA Republicans is that we take guns very seriously. We take the Second Amendment very seriously. We become trained. We take classes. We know how to safely handle and store our firearms. We believe in our right to personally defend our person, our families, our space, and our castles. That's not some willy-nilly indiscriminate decision. I'm not out on the street buying it from some dude named, you know, Pedro, whatever. I'm going to a place where there's a federal background check, where I hand over my ID, where I have to wait for the clearance to come through. And then I go with Kelly Pigeon at Armed and Feminine and I get trained. And then I go back and I get trained again. This is what common sense people who love our constitutional protections do. So to try to create this illusion that it's because of extreme Republicans that school shootings take place is not just highly disingenuous, it's farcical, it's political, and it's despicable. And this Ashby Beasley, I want you to hear a little clip of her audio soundbite. This is what the media were hot and heavy to take their attention to. Don't worry about the police. Let's listen to this activist who just happened to be there.
I have been lobbying in D.C. since we survived a mass shooting in July. I have met with over 130 lawmakers. How is this still happening? How are our children still dying and why are we failing them? Gun violence is the number one killer of children and teens. It has overtaken cars. Assault weapons are contributing to the border crisis and fentanyl. We are arming cartels with our guns and our loose gun laws. And these shootings and these mass shootings will continue to happen until our lawmakers step up and pass gun safety legislation. I'm pretty sure this was an unsecured weapon that this teenager got a hold of. We can't even pass gun safety, like safe storage laws in this country to protect kids from getting a hold of weapons that they shoot each other with. Aren't you guys tired of this? You guys sick of it?
I'm pretty sure this was an unsecured weapon. Who the hell are you, Ashby Beasley? First of all, it wasn't a teenager, and two of her guns she bought lawfully. I don't know about the others, including the sawed-off shotgun that were in her apartment. She drove her little Honda Fit. This is not a MAGA extremist, ladies and gentlemen. This is a left-wing, transgender, dark, troubled activist. Just sort of like Ashby Beasley. I'm pretty sure this was an unsecured gun. Well, that is a pretty big assumption from somebody who just happens to be in Nashville, happens to be local, happened to hear about some violence, and happened to feel passionate enough to race to the scene of a mass shooting and inject herself into the conversation, which, by the way, the media had no problem glomming onto. I want to put up this overlay. I want you guys to see she became the story. Ashby Beasley did. Boy, oh boy, let's see this conglomeration of headlines. Here's the Washington Post. Woman who survived other mass killing crashes Nashville news conference. USA Today. At Nashville shooting, Ashby Beasley. Highland Park survivors plea. CNN. Angry shooting survivor who's visiting Nashville jumps at news conference. Jumps in a news conference. BuzzFeed News. A mass shooting survivor at the scene of the Nashville school shooting said the ... And Chicago Tribune. Highland Park parade survivor finds herself and another mat. She didn't find herself anywhere, you hack. She injected herself into it. Does anybody else think this is all very peculiar?
You gotta love how she waited till right after the press conference, too, knowing cameras would still be rolling.
What are we doing? Yeah. Is anybody else tired of this? Well, of course, everybody is. But let's not get to the root of the problem, which is mental illness. So I want to go a little bit deeper. I want to dissect something that she said. All right? Specifically from that soundbite, we've extrapolated something important. I am then going to juxtapose her activism, erroneous activism, with reality from the Michigan GOP chairwoman, Christina Caramo. This is your activist point of view.
We can't even pass gun safety, like safe storage laws in this country to protect kids from getting a hold of weapons that they shoot each other with.
Because that's going to move the needle, Ashby. Then let's listen to Ms. Caramo dismantle such allegations.
See, I believe, you know, some people believe the slippery slope is a logical fallacy. I reject that notion. The slippery slope is very real. And the red flag laws are completely unconstitutional. And I could just accuse you of anything and have your rights taken away from you. And again, the safe storage laws, they call them. That is complete misnomer. Nothing safe about the safe storage law. because someone breaks in my house. I mean, come on, folks. Do criminals walk in and say, well, hello, I'm here to commit a crime. Please surrender your weapons. Oh, you know what? Let me give you 10 minutes to get your gun together. No. One of the most common victims of violent crime are black women. And when a lot of women who are single mothers are in their homes and they're alone with their children, they have to comply with this ridiculous misnomer called the safe storage law, and now they're more likely to be a victim of a violent crime. As I said in my comments before, I have no ill toward any group of people. I see every human being made in the likeness and image of God. And part of that is ensuring that people can protect themselves. Not just women, but handicapped people, the elderly. Many of these individuals are very vulnerable. And we want to ensure that they are protected.
How do you argue with facts? You've got the feelings on the left. Well, if we just take guns away from everybody and make it impossible, that'll solve everything. How do you take away 600 million firearms? Oh, we're going to make it harder for people. We're going to force you to have to dismantle your gun and put one piece over here and one piece over here in a lockbox. And in that case, when somebody crazy breaks into your house, when all matter moments count, you're going to have to go and enter two different codes and then assemble your firearm, but it'll all be fine, said nobody who lives in Realville. Of course, we could actually spend reasonable oxygen and dive down to the deeper issue, which is mental health. Only a crazy person thinks it's okay to go out and shoot and kill people. But that involves intellectual integrity and honesty. And there is a dearth of that on the left. These people are bereft when we talk about these things. Facts. It's also facts that CB Distillery is offering a great discount right now, 20%. 20% off anything in their store. If you go to cbdistillery.com, you use Wendy, my name, as your promo code. Anything you want to try is going to be 20% off. And that is significant. CBD products are derived from the hemp plant. There is medicinal value in that extracted material. It is not THC. You do not get high. You do not get addicted, but you do benefit from sore muscles, arthritic pain, pain from working out, doing too much in the garden, getting older, right? Their products simply work. Also products with stress and anxiety, products that help you relax, to fall asleep and stay asleep. It's all available at your fingertips at a significant 20% savings right now. CBDistillery.com, promo code Wendy. You can't reason with unreasonable people who like to live in fantasy lands and who even more dangerously are hell-bent on pushing a narrative that they know is wrong. How do we know that? Well, I've got a headline for you that's just going to gobsmack you. But it won't, because it's pretty typical of the left. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Program. All right, just so we're all on the same page, as of course my computer now is vomiting on me and not loading the story I wanted to give you. I have to show you just the end result of insanity, because in the left's world, this all makes perfect sense. It's perfectly reasonable for us to, you know, normalize the abnormal. Did you guys hear about the violent sexual offender, if I'm not mistaken, a child rapist, who identifies as a woman but is a dude, who is being moved into a woman's prison because that makes sense? I'm getting a 500 internal server error on the story, so unfortunately I can't read it. Well, here we go. Violent trans-identified male child rapist. Let's just stop right there at those six words. Violent trans-identified male child rapist equals disturbed evil individual. Facts. Moved to women's prison in Washington. Thank God. Because that makes sense. I wouldn't want to ruffle this individual, the violent trans-identified male child rapist's feelings, and put them with a bunch of dudes when he feels much more comfortable with the ladies. Jolene, charisma star, violently and repeatedly raped an 11-year-old girl after breaking into her home in 1995. A violent trans-identified male pedophile has been transferred to a woman's prison in Washington after starting to identify as a woman while behind bars. Remember, the left is the one who want you to pay for this gender reassignment surgery for these kooks in prison. Right? These are the same people who want you to pay, on average, $15,600 per public school student in America for them to be indoctrinated, for them to be exposed to genderqueer. Right? These are the people that we're dealing with in our community. Jolene Charisma Starr, who was convicted in 1995 of two horrifying assaults on young girls, has been transferred to the Washington Correction Center for Women, where approximately, oh goody, it's a family, 12 trans-identified males are already housed, according to a source within the prison. The transfer occurred sometime within the last few months. Starr, 57, is serving an exceptional 30-year sentence for the rape of an 11-year-old girl in her home in 1993 and the attempted kidnapping of a 9-year-old from a park in 1994. The 1993 violent assault was described as having a high degree of pre-planning, sophistication, and premeditation. Posed as a telephone repairman in order to gain access while her parents were away. This stuff is real. You're not supposed to talk about it. Starr had attempted, I'm not even going to read what I just read, okay? The screams of the 9-year-old caught the attention of people in the neighborhood. The story that ensues is beyond horrific. So we're going to take this dude, who's a disgusting human being, for which there should be body-altering surgery as punishment for dark, despicable evil. And because he wants to be a lady, we're going to send him to a women's prison where apparently 12 other dudes who think they're ladies are. Now, how many of the women in said prison will be raped? How many of them will conceive? This is the sordid world of accepted logic among the illogical left. And I have no other conclusion than to say to you, it is a mental disorder. Liberalism. It is a disease. Period. Fingers crossed, we're going to go live to Sweden. Let's get out of the United States, the hellhole that the left has made here. Let's see what's going on in other parts of the world. International journalist Peter Sweden, fingers crossed that the calls go through internationally, next on the Wendy Bell Radio Program. Welcome back to the Wendy Bell Radio Program, my friends. I have been following a gentleman by the name of Peter Sweden on Twitter for a long time. His real name, Peter Emanuelsson. He is a Swedish journalist who reports on important news that the mainstream media ignores. He also does some stuff on Substack that I've just been starting to follow. I reached out to him and I'm like, I really love you and your perspective from around the world. Can you come on the show? And he said, yes. Peter Sweden, welcome to the Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Thank you so very much. You know, I love what you talk about because I think you are very similar to what we are. You're an honest journalist. You're dogged. You fight for facts and truth. And it just so happens that you were recently, were in the Netherlands where they had a huge election. And I kind of want you to tell all of the people here in America and some of the countries that are listening what that was like.
Yes. So as some of you might have heard, the government in the Netherlands is planning on essentially seizing farms, thousands of farms from farmers that have been family farms for generations. And it's all being done in the name of climate change, that they need to reduce the nitrogen emissions. Naturally, the farmers aren't very happy about this. and they have been organizing a lot of protests now for quite some time. And they had a really big protest here a few weeks ago, just ahead of the provincial elections. So I went there to see what was going on and to stand with the farmers because, you know, what the government is planning there in the Netherlands is essentially what they did in the Soviet Union. They seized land from the farmers. And that's what they're doing here. And they say, well, they're going to give them money for the farms, but that doesn't really do much because they're losing their business. They have to find a new career and so on. So they're essentially just taking their farms. And so there was a large protest. About 10,000 people showed up in this. And the strange thing was the military. I saw the military trucks myself. They actually brought in the military to try and stop the protest. Because the farmers were coming in with tractors, they were going to have thousands of tractors, and the government didn't like that. So they put out military trucks to block them from coming in.
And what happened? I want you to tell me what happened, because there seem to be some victories in this election which are beyond the protests, right? And it's very encouraging for those of us watching this distinct government overreach and this new global liberal world order.
Yes. So just a few days after the protest was held, I was actually driving through the countryside of the Netherlands. As I was traveling back home, and I could see just endless rows along the highway. There were Dutch flags, the signs supporting the farmers. So I kind of got the sense that it was a huge popular support for the farmers in the Netherlands. And we did see that as well in the elections that were held just a few days after. A brand new kind of farmers party became by far the biggest party. In fact, they got so many votes that the ruling globalist government in the Netherlands, they actually lost, they couldn't be able to get a majority. It was that big, the victory for the Farmers' Party.
This is
a massive defeat,
right,
for the ruling government.
This is historic, Peter. And I know you have such a greater breadth of knowledge about what goes on in other parts of the country. But do you think that sends a message to other countries? Do you think that is indicative of where we are with the idea of rising together and uprising?
Well, when I spoke with the farmers in the Netherlands, many of them told me that they were inspired by the truckers' protest that started in Canada a year ago. So they kind of seem to have gotten their inspiration from them, and then it spread to Europe. And now we are seeing, of course, protests spreading in Europe as well, to Belgium. There's also been farmers' protests, and now just recently there's been protests in France against the French President Macron.
What do you think, Peter, is the biggest story? I mean, I love this on your bio, on your page, that you're reporting on important news that the mainstream media ignores. What do you believe is the biggest story that's not being covered from where you are, from what you are seeing?
Oh, where do I even begin? So many things that the mainstream media is covering up. I'm from Sweden, obviously, and in Sweden we have a lot of problems that the mainstream media is covering up when it comes to gang crime and rapes and bombings and so on. There's a lot of crime that has been happening in Sweden. Sweden used to be a very peaceful country, But then you might remember Trump's comment about last night in Sweden a few years back. And he was completely right. There was a lot of, there's been a lot of bad stuff happening in Sweden. For example, just the last 5 years, there's been around 1,000 bombings in Sweden.
What?
So we are talking about hand grenade attacks, explosives, people being killed in their homes with hand grenades and things like that. And that's not being talked about in the mainstream media at all. Most people have no clue that this is going on in the formerly peaceful Sweden.
What, why is this happening?
All of the crime in Sweden is happening for a very, very good, for a very simple reason. It's years of socialist policies from the socialist socialist Democrats that have kind of caused this situation to happen. So there's been a lot of what do you say? Not a lot of integration happening. Then you have gangs forming, parallel societies, you have extremism, jihadists, and you know they're forming their own gangs and so on. That's kind of the situation, what's going on there.
Nobody
wants to talk about it because it's not politically correct, you know?
Of course. Tell me a little bit about what your view is of these banks collapsing, this push to some kind of a digital currency. To me, it's darkness and it is control 100%. What are you seeing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tell me what you're seeing, because I'm sure you know more than I.
Yeah, well, as some of you might know, Scandinavia is actually quite far ahead on the digital ID stuff. Compared to other countries, and all of this ties in digital ID, the digital currencies, and I'm pretty sure in a few years' time we'll probably see some kind of personal carbon trackers as well being added onto this. But in Sweden right now, we have digital ID. When I had to renew my car insurance a few months ago, I had to sign in with my digital ID to buy it. Essentially, whenever you buy anything online, you have to use your digital ID. I can even log in. In Norway, for example, you can log in to the government health website with your digital ID, and there they have a whole list of your entire vaccination record from when you were a child. They have full control over everything about you with the digital IDs, and this is something that they started kind of in Scandinavia, and you are seeing it spreading more and more to the rest of the world now as well. And in fact, Norway is getting a new form of digital ID this year, where you have an app on your phone, and when you are, say you want to buy anything online with your credit card, then you have to take out your phone and you scan either your face or you scan your fingerprint, and that's how you sign in with your digital ID. And this is already here in Norway right now. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's already happening.
Ugh. Tell me, what is the view, Peter? What is the view of America from where you are? What is the view of Joe Biden? Because I can tell you what it's like to be here. It's crazy. What are you seeing? What are you hearing? What do people say?
Well, obviously, if you just listen to mainstream media here, they all think Joe Biden is wonderful. He's doing a wonderful job, they say. Unfortunately, a lot of people here do still listen a lot to the mainstream media. So many people seem to have quite a positive view of Joe Biden, it seems. Because just like in the U.S., the mainstream media here also kind of hate Trump.
Really? Really? What is it? So would you be considered a fringe journalist, because you're obviously not part of that mainstream?
Oh yeah, the mainstream journalists here in Scandinavia and Europe, they kind of don't like me very much. they've been writing hit pieces on me. They've been calling me names, you know, the usual so-called far right, which is of course not true, but you know that's how they operate. So I've decided to just kind of go my own way, be independent, and that's why I'm able to speak freely, speak the truth, because I'm not funded by special interests or anything like that, you know.
Tell me, is transgender crap going on where you are?
It is. I haven't been following the transgender issue very much, but it seems to me that it's kind of probably more. It might be more of a bigger issue in the U.S. from what I've seen. In fact, Sweden just recently changed their guidelines so that children under 18 cannot get transgender surgeries in Sweden. Instead, they have to be referred to a psychologist instead of getting surgery. And I saw that in Norway as well. Recently, there was a doctor that was prescribing hormone blockers to kids. And they actually lost their the medical license in Norway for doing that.
Right on. At least you've got some sanity going on where you are, because it's crazy town here in America. But before I let you go, Peter, and I'm so appreciative, and I want you to come back on whenever you have information that you would like to break here for us, because I love your voice and your mission. What is the story that, that we're not paying attention to, that you see from thousands of miles away that we here in the United States should wake up to and pay attention to now? What do you think that is?
I think probably the biggest thing that is coming right now that people don't see or hear that much is the digital currency. Mm-hmm. Because all of the central banks in Europe are working to implement digital currencies, and it's going in a very quick pace as well. In just a few years, we're going to see a digital euro. We're going to see a digital pound in Britain. So that is coming more and more, and that's for sure coming to the U.S. as well. And the thing people don't realize with digital currency is this isn't like many people have probably heard about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, and this is quite a big difference from the cryptocurrency, because cryptocurrency is done in a way that isn't really censorable. It's done in kind of a censor-proof way. So it's, in a sense, it's free speech money, even though it's digital. But the central bank digital currency, on the other hand, is completely controlled by central banks and governments. So they can control, for example, have a limit on how much money you will be allowed to hold. Your money could expire after a certain time, forcing you to buy things. Dissidents could be shut down from buying or selling. The possibilities are endless. The possibilities of control with the digital currency is endless, and that's something that is pretty scary. That is coming up very quickly.
Peter, I hope you come back. Would you tell everybody how we can follow you, sir?
Yes, the best place to follow me is on my Substack, petersweden.substack.com. That's where I write more of my longer form articles as well. I'm also on Telegram and Twitter, which is just more kind of short form. But the best place is on Substack.
Well, I so appreciate your voice, sir. And thank you for carving out some time for us. I appreciate you, Peter Sweden. You come back, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much. I look forward to it.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you. Gosh, you know, he's talking about this, and it's the perfect segue. I didn't plan it this way, talking about this digital currency. I mean, now more than ever, people need to protect their money. And if you've not really fortified that with the metals, with gold, can I just tell you about Birch Gold quickly? Because if you buy gold from Birch Gold, a qualifying amount, you can qualify through the end of this month, so just for another few days, for a free home safe, all right? Qualifying purchases from Birch Gold Group now through March 31st. They're going to ship a free safe directly to your door. This is the website, birchgold.com/Wendy. If you go there, you're going to get an information kit, all right? And you can claim eligibility for your free safe there. We know that the Fed keeps raising rates. It's the only tool they have to keep inflation under control. It's obviously not working. You cannot spend your way out of the mess that they've started. And now with this digital currency, everything is very tenuous and it feels dark. Think about this. Get in touch with Birch Gold today. They will walk you through the process. It's very easy. Birchgold.com/Wendy. All right, quick time out. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to kind of set up where we're going with Oscar Blue, our international segment. He's going to be breaking news about violence. It was only a matter of time at the border between Juarez and El Paso. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. Look, make no mistake, we're in a crisis that involves sheep waking up and getting out of the chute. And I say this all the time, there are some people who absolutely will not be saved. These are the people who are spoon-fed the media, who sit and appointment still watch television. They come home and they watch the evening news. Are you really getting news, or are you getting the story that they want you to get? You know the answer. You're being spoon-fed propaganda. Think about the craziness of everything that's been going on. The argument that guns are killing people is the same argument that plexiglass is going to keep you from getting a virus. Anybody at face value who looks at that is like, wait, that kind of makes me feel uncomfortable, right? But if you don't accept it, we're going to browbeat you over the head with it, right? Stop.
I can give you an even dumber example. Wear a mask when you walk into the restaurant to your table. Mm. Take said mask off.
Yes.
If you go to the bathroom, put said mask back on.
And then the people who are in charge of enforcing that. I was on a plane during COVID, right? I had to fly to Newsmax to fill in for Grant Stinchfield. And this is, what, 2021? This is still when people are crazy about the stupid masks, which anybody with a functioning, you know, cerebral cortex could have told you was idiotic, right? So you're on a plane, and the freaking flight attendants, and God bless flight attendants. God bless you. You got to deal with some gnarly people up there. I get it. But they were like de facto Nazis. You had to take your mask down to eat a pretzel and then put it back up to chew. And they watched you militantly. I'm like, look, I'm no aviation expert, much like Phil Washington, but I can tell you that you need to not spend your time being worried about what the hell I'm doing. I'm sitting 2 inches away from the dude next to me. Do you think there's a reason everybody gets sick on a freaking airplane? The recycled air. I mean, what are we doing?
That just wasn't the airport. The same thing happened to me at a Pirate game. I had to go to not wear a mask at an outside sporting event, sitting just next to my wife. I had to go buy a bottomless thing of popcorn. Every time they would look at me, I'd take a piece of popcorn. And they watched me. Watch the game.
This is where common sense goes to die. Where is that gap between this makes sense and everything is stupid, right? Why is my threshold so obvious? I don't get it. And everybody else is like, no, this makes perfect sense. I mean, having hand sanitizer is going to solve everything. And we're going to take a digital thermometer picture of your face, and then you can enter the building. Really? Like, do you look back at that and say, boy, that was stupid? Because you should. And so we need to remember this sheep mob mentality, this bruising, blistering attacks on those of us who are like, you all are stupid. This bullying mob group mentality that is so contrary and so antithetical to everything that we stand for in the United States. Let's just chuck it all and do whatever somebody who we don't really know and certainly have no reason to trust tells us, because it just is right. Give us your bank account information. I promise you can trust us. Okay. So at what point do you tap out? At what point is it so absurd? Because it's not absurd enough to say that a boy can be a girl and a girl can be a boy, and that we should lop off parts of their perfectly healthy bodies in order to do that. That's logical. Or that some guy who wants to be a chick, who's a serial child rapist, can be catered to. I really want to go into the female prison. Really? Well, let us fall over ourselves to accommodate you. And while you're there, if you would like to have gender reassignment surgery, allow taxpayers to cover that too. That would be fantastic. Looney Town. Phew. All right, big news, breaking news at the southern border. We're going to go live to Wendy Bell Radio Network correspondent Oscar Blue in Tijuana right after this.